USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian troops have occupied Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant with managers working at gunpoint after a fire caused by their attack was extinguished. Countries around the world swiftly condemned the episode, with the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine warning an attack on a nuclear plant is a war crime, and the United Nations Security Council is convening an emergency meeting. The power plant's six reactors remain intact, though the component auxiliary buildings for reactor unit number one has been badly damaged. The remaining units are being cooled while one is still providing power. The U.S. economy added 678,000 more jobs in February, exceeding economist expectations. It was the best month for job growth since July. The nation has 2.1 million jobs to go before hitting the February 2020 level and recouping all positions lost in the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Ways to be more energy independent are happening throughout the United States. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020.
Gas prices are continuing to climb through the roof. AAA now finds the national average price for regular at $3.87 per gallon, up 11 cents in one day. Prices are now more than 40 cents higher than a month ago. Increasing demand, falling domestic gasoline stocks, and skyrocketing crude oil prices are driving the runaway prices. Gasoline is also a dollar higher than 1 year ago, and U.S. crude oil is selling for more than $110 per barrel. Stay updated anytime, 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
In another mass shooting in Las Vegas, seven people were shot, one fatally at a Las Vegas apartment complex, and two of the people suffered injuries described as critical. Police investigators at the scene near the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, are looking through surveillance video as they try to determine more about the circumstances of the shooting. The shooting is now less than a week after a shooting at a Las Vegas hookah bar killed one person and wounded 13 others. That shooting was described as an exchange of gunfire involving people at a private party. Two Marines were able to eject and walk away alive when their fighter jet crashed on the family plantation of South Carolina's former governor. The FA-18D Hornet was on a routine flight over Buford, South Carolina. Marine Air Corps Station Buford said the crash site had smoke coming up from the aircraft and a brush fire. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford said the jet crashed near where his late father is buried on Coosaw Plantation. Sanford's sister saw the jet engine catch fire and turn nose down toward the ground. Groucho her brother John went searching for the plane and found the two Marines had ejected and were able to walk away on their own. According to MilitaryMachine.com, each F-18 Hornet cost more than $34 million and they cost over $6.5 million a year to operate. And it's official. New York City will lift mandates starting Monday requiring masks in public schools and proof of vaccination to dine in restaurants or enter entertainment, sports, or cultural venues. This is USA Radio News.